We have Jessica Coulterman in here from Lincoln Premium Poultry.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks
nice
for
to
having
have
me.
You here.
Yeah, nice to be back.
It's been a little while.
We saw each other
at a meeting last week, and I went, I need to have you on.
Well, I'm always happy to come visit. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a lot going on. Are you guys pretty busy right now?
We're always busy. I always say every day I go to work, I never know what adventure awaits. You know, you walk and there's always something new or exciting happening. So,
on the employee side, how's things looking right now?
You know, we're doing pretty well. I have to say we have the most amazing employees, I think, in the nation. I would put us up against any food processing facility across the entire country. I'm so proud of everything they've done. You know, we've had obviously the last 2 years pandemic, and that has been in the middle of our ramp up. So about the week we started second shift was the same week the world shut down, and our people still showed up and still kept doing the jobs, and 2 years later we're still doing that. So really proud of them.
As far as production line goes, is it an ever-changing game there?
It's an ever-changing thing. You know, so people have been on, you know, lots of people have been on tours, especially before the pandemic. We were taking people on tours all the time. And even now, like if I miss a week or two out on the floor for whatever reason and I come back and I go out on the floor, I'm like, what is that? Uh-huh. How does that machine work? You know, it's always changing. It's always improving. You know, there's things that we've automated. There's things that we've reconfigured the lines and the way they run. It's just a constant evolution.
I would imagine you get some input from your employees in that regard also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's fun to go out and spend time on the floor with our employees. And, you know, especially the last month, I've had a lot of opportunity to do that. And they're always, you know, sometimes we have a language barrier, but I've always been able to figure out a way to communicate with our team members out there, and they can show me different things and this works better than this, or this is what we're looking for, you know, to make sure our quality is high, you know, just different. It's really, we get a lot of feedback from them and then, you know, take that feedback and try to put it into action.
Yeah. Have you figured out the tying up yet? Or is that
no,
still?
I still cannot trust chickens.
I want to invent that machine so I can retire.
So, I think there's been, from what I understand, 3 different iterations of trussing machines from 3 different companies. And I don't know if any of them have reached the speed that is needed to keep up with the lines as they exist. But I do believe it's going to happen in my lifetime. Like, I do believe that is going to be something that eventually happens, and we won't have to have anyone do that by hand. So,
but you have made some connections with local companies that have made some innovation along the line,
there
right?
There is a company called Fremont Automation, and they, I don't know how we got connected to them. I guess someone from the company emailed out to a bunch of food processor manufacturing types all over the world and was like, hey, this is who we are. We're this small company in the middle of the Midwest. And Jeff Lyons, who helped put our project together for Costco, responded to their email and was like, yeah, I'm working on a facility in Nebraska. Why don't you come on over? This is what I need. And they designed and built a machine that we use. And it is, so we have a saddle pack product, which is three pockets on one side and 3 pockets on the other. And then it flips over and gets taped together. Well, this is what I call the taper machine. And so we used to have people do that. And now we have, I think, 6 or 7 of those machines that Fremont Automation designed and built and made for us. They made a prototype. It worked. And then we bought, I think, 6 or 7 of them. So we don't have hand tapers anymore.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was right here and down the road. So it's awesome.
Don't ever think it can't happen because it can.
I told them I want a trusser, so I think they're
probably working on that.
That's their next project, I think. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
On the farmer side of things, how many years are we? 2 years? 2.5?
Almost 3. Yeah, 3 years. I mean, depending on when, you know, who started when. But roughly 2.5-3 years for most of our farm families. And you know, I think that first year they were like, what are we doing? This is like crazy. And, you know, just get that learning curve. It wasn't a curve. It was like a straight up a mountain. And now they, I had a family just randomly send me a text one day. It was the husband, and I got to know him and his wife really well. And he's like, "I just want you to know we're having a blast. This is awesome. We love it." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's great." Because, you know, they went through a lot to get their barns. They had a lot of public approvals. And then, you know, you learn and you have to learn the, you know, how to take care of these chickens and what that's like. And I think they've got it, you know, figured it out. So yeah.
At one point there was a big concern. Oh, we don't think this contract is going to work.
Oh, no.
You haven't had any complaints there?
Well, I'm from Seward County where I grew up, and my dad will run into farmers, you know, who are doing this for us, and they will tell him like, "Oh, this is awesome. Like we're so happy. We've got a child that's been able to come home, or we're able to keep this kid on the farm." And yeah, from a financial perspective, I think they're very, very happy with what we're doing.
As far as the reach out to farmers, how far out are you?
I think the farthest farm is like 85 miles maybe.
Okay.
Ish. I think that the distinct difference between us and other places in the country where these exist is we have straight roads and flat roads. Like there's no hills or valleys or mountains or rivers that, mm-hmm. that these trucks have to go around. It's just like it's on a grid, right? Mm-hmm. It's like boom and boom. So I think that made a big difference and enabled us to go out a little further, because it's all about the time it takes to get back to the plant. Mm-hmm. You know, distance of course is important. You want miles and such, but it, you know, if you say in the southeastern part of our country, you know, if you say like, "Oh, it's 30 miles away," that might mean an hour plus.
Right.
Whereas here, 30 miles away is not an hour plus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a little different.
On the grain, I guess, side, able to keep up? Are you able to get enough corn?
Oh, yes. Everyone's willing to share their corn with us. Of course, we pay for it, but no, it's fine. We've had a really good response. Every once in a while, a farmer will reach out and say, "I have some corn. Do you guys need corn?" And I'll just send them over to our grain people. And we've been able to get really good quality corn. Some days I'm like, when I see the size of the birds coming through the line, I'm like, "I don't know whose corn this was, but man."
Yeah, exactly.
It's fresh. It's good. It's doing a great feed conversion for our product.
All right. The big question, the future, does the future hold other facilities?
Gosh, I wish I had started charging reporters for this question.
How many times in they the very me beginning? That?
Well, not only reporters, but there's so many rumors, you know. So
oh, yeah.
I probably get a phone call. I mean, I would say at least every other week from some farmer who heard we're building one, and they all have a different location, like up by South Dakota or over by Iowa or in the central part of the state. Everybody has a place they've heard we're building a new facility. And unfortunately, I don't have a "yes, we're building a new facility" story.
Okay.
Now, I'm a Nebraskan, and I am a huge advocate for growth and economic development. So I can't wait for a day that, you know, someday maybe Costco will allow me to come tell that story. But unfortunately, it's not today. Can keep wishing and hoping, right?
Are you offering any other new products, or is rotisserie chicken still sold out at Costco?
Yes, it continues to sell out, and people can't get enough of it. So about 40% of our product goes into that rotisserie. So when you go down to La Vista, Omaha, or Lincoln and buy your rotisserie chicken, that's coming from a local farmer. And then the same thing with the saddle pack products. So it's boneless, skinless breast, tenders, bone-in thighs, boneless thighs, wings, and drumsticks. Mm-hmm. And that is all of ours as well. So if you buy a saddle pack, which is 6 pockets, flipped over, that's the saddle pack, and it's in a waist high case right there near the rotisserie. That is our chicken as well. So you can go pick up some locally grown, produced in Fremont, Nebraska chicken from your local Costco store. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you supply everything to the West or?
Mostly. Yeah. I mean, it's always a mix. Like occasionally I'll go visit my sister in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I, of course, everywhere I go, I have to stop in and see if it's our chicken because I'm a nerd like that. But I found our chicken in her stores in St. Paul area. I found our chicken in the D.C. metropolitan area. I found our chicken in New York City one weekend. You know, yeah, it's...
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of neat. Like, and you know it's ours because it has this little squiggle on the front that says Air Chill. And so that's how we know it's ours, because we're mm-hmm. the only Costco plant that has an air chill product at this time. I think some of the other plants where they source their chicken from are starting to move towards air chill, but they're not there yet. So mm-hmm. at least right now, I don't have to look up lot numbers or anything. I can just be like, oh, it's air chill. That's ours.
Very cool. Yeah. Anything yeah. else out there you'd want to share with us or?
Oh, it's always just, you know, I'm always going to tell you how proud I am of everybody who works mm-hmm. for us. We just have such amazing people and they do such a neat job. I mean, they're, I've never worked in manufacturing. I've never been in a, you know, this is new to me. And I come in every day and everybody's always like smiles and high fives. And I, stupid me, I thought that was really normal. Like, I thought that's how it was. And then when I have visitors come from other places to, you know, who run facilities in other places, they comment to me about, gosh, your people seem really engaged and your people seem like they're really enjoying being here. And I was like, well, yeah, that's not how it is everywhere, I guess. So
yeah,
we just have good people here in the Midwest, and they, you know, they come in, they do a good job, and they leave, and they come back the next day and do it again. And it's really a lot to be proud of here. We have a lot to be proud of.
Mm-hmm, for sure. We're talking with Jessica Coulterman of Lincoln Premium Poultry. Final question: are you doing? I know there was talk when this all started of kids being able to come through for tours and that kind of stuff. I know with COVID, it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
But is that still in the plans?
I'm always willing to give tours. We're kind of in a tour pause. I've had a few small groups, but with COVID, especially since the first of the year, we've tried to limit the amount of extra people in our building. That being said, as we get into the spring, we will. I have the Leadership Nebraska group coming through, I think in maybe February or March. So that'll be a fun group. We've had Leadership Fremont. We've had Midland classes. We've had, you know, pretty much anybody who wants to come through, we get them through eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We might take a pause because of COVID or something, you know, that's going on, but we're always open for tours.
Good deal. If anybody's still looking for a job out there,
we're always hiring. Yeah. Always hiring. We'll be having another career fair here probably in February or March, and, you know, an opportunity to come out, see the facility, tour. You know, see it on a Saturday or Sunday when it's not an operation,
mm-hmm.
Get an understanding of the different jobs that are available and, spend some time with us, getting to know us and hopefully, you know, being interested in coming to work and joining our team.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That was a good update.
It's always good to be here. love spending time with you guys. So thanks
All right.
so much.
Jessica Coulterman with Lincoln Premium Poultry this morning. Thank you.